In the early 2000s, Mr. Liff, also known as Jeffrey Haynes, made a good living writing and performing, rapping with the other artists on the hip-hop label that he helped define, Def Jux. And then, his tour bus crashed. He left his label. His home studio was flooded. But hard times can inspire artists, too, and Mr. Liff is back now with a new album, Don't Look Down. Mr. Liff joins us now from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So that title, Don't Look Down, is it okay to think of the bus crash?
Well, I mean, yeah, the bus crash and basically every other crash that we go through as human beings as we inevitably learn the hard lessons that life doles out to us. If you're feeling so lost that you can't be found, don't look down. Where we walk, there is no ground.
Don't look down. May I ask what happened 10 years ago?
We played a gig at the House of Blues in San Diego, and long story short, the bus driver fell asleep at the wheel and dropped us 38 feet into a boulder-laden ravine. We the bus jerked. We went off the road right upon impact. All the lights went out, and then it was just, you know, it was the tumble of my life. Utter chaos, you know, until the bus finally came to a stop.
Changed your life.
Absolutely, it did.
How so? Help us understand.
First of all, you know, felt very blessed to live through that. And I think it really is a miracle that nobody on the bus that night died. The toughest part of my recovery after that was dealing with the what ifs. You know, hearing that there was a 100-foot drop on either side of where we went off the road. You know, you just start thinking, wow, what if had gone off there? And it was really, you know, there was a period of time where I wasn't 100% sure that I had really made it. Mm-hmm. That was the toughest part, was to psychologically battle back from just trying to find a way to really accept what had happened. You know, I ended up walking away from the music industry after that. And it was really because I just felt lost in a lot of ways, you know, after the tour bus wreck.
When you walked away from music, granted that you knew you were blessed to, I guess, walk away at all.
Yeah.
From what had happened. What did you do to keep body and soul together?
I found what was going on, you know, with the whole Obama versus McCain, and, you know, simultaneously having, you know, having the backdrop or maybe the foreground of the housing crisis happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I found that such an interesting era that I did write an album to capture that. So I wrote this album called I Heard It Today, and that came out in 2009, but I released it independently. I feel lost. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I can't believe we just lost our home. As the woe of the common man grows, I suppose I should flow. Think of all the things that we should know. And that's how I found out that I personally am not a good record label. So, you know, it was a part of, I think, me finding a little sliver of, okay, this feels like my normal life again. But the wild thing is that, you know, what happened after that, you know, it's like I finished maybe like a 40-date tour for that record and came back home after that and ended up cutting off my dreadlocks that I had for about 15 years. Just felt like it was just time for a complete reset and a new start. But one of the other things that really helped me find my way was I actually started an NFL podcast that I kind of did like in a pirate radio fashion, where I would just record it at my house. And that was another thing that really kind of kept me motivated and moving forward. Where do I start? Should I
provide a method for you? This album starts in kind of a startling way. There's a woman being stalked. Her boyfriend chases the stalker.
Yep.
Shots are fired. Eventually the lovers reunite.
Yes. You know, in track one, which is called Pounds of Pressure, you know, the guy is dating the girl and the girl has a stalker. The stalker breaks into their home along with an accomplice. The glass breaks downstairs, it's 1 a.m. Shattered glass on the floor, sure sign of mayhem. The dog barks, runs downstairs, then squeals, it's real. You tell your girl to call the cops and stay concealed in the attic. And, you know, like, as you said, a firefight ensues. And even though what the boyfriend has done leads to the stalker exiting the house, the boyfriend is so full of adrenaline that he can't stop himself, and he jumps off the balcony to pursue the guy down the alleyway. But while he's caught in this pursuit, a bullet whizzing by his head brings him very quickly to the reality of the fact that he has already accomplished his goal of securing the household, and that it's time to think. Chest heaving, adrenaline rush, voice inside of my head says, too much. Hesitation, doubt, reroute, it's not too late for you to be out. You can see. So what you kind of witness in the course of that song is him just leaving that place of supreme adrenaline to come to his wits, and then to become rational again. Somebody help me, cause I'm drowning in this. Somebody help me,
cause I found the abyss. And is that eventually where the song Let Go comes in? Is that kind of the light coming into the darkness?
Yes, indeed, indeed. You know, in my mind, when I created that sequence of songs, it was kind of like having his lady, you know, come home and just be like, look, it's time for you to rejoin the world. Let's get out. Let's let go of this situation. So, yes, it really is the beginning of the light starting to creep back into the protagonist's life. Set myself free. Let myself be. Let my light shine. Here's the remedy. Dim down those lights right
now. It's time for us to wind down. Mr. Liff, has the thought occurred to you that as horrific as your near-death experience was, you might be a better artist because of it?
Those are the realities, right? That's why they have that saying, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And it's like, you know, you hear that when you're growing up and, you know, and it becomes cliche and, you know, you feel like people are just telling you that to help you get over, you know, just some adversity you're going through. But it really, you know, as you get deeper into life, you realize that's really something true. But yes, when I think back to the bus wreck, I'm like, yes, it spawned an era of my life that I didn't necessarily want. But, you know, I wouldn't trade now for anything. I've suffered a lot of scars to get where I am. But you make mistakes, you apologize, you offer forgiveness to those who have hurt you, you hope to receive forgiveness, and you try to move on and learn those lessons and become a richer person. And in saying richer, I mean wiser, wealthier with knowledge.
Mr. Liff, his new album, Don't Look Down. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I got so many things on my mind. Yup, yup. I said I got so many things on my mind.